Our update today, as I said, is on wearable electronics. We like every week to bring a prophecy update to show how news and trends in the world are corroborating the centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible. The explosion of human knowledge is a sign that we are living in prophetic times. We believe that from Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, which says, "Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." Now, in its original context, that verse means that the words of Daniel's prophecy would be shut up or not fully understood until the times of the end. If you study church history, you find this largely to be true. But at the time of the end, many would run to and fro through the scriptures, comparing text with text and understand these prophecies. And I think we could safely say that this is being fulfilled in the last days that we live in. Now, that's not all, though. Students of Bible prophecy see a secondary application in this verse. Many shall run to and fro as a prophecy that in the last days people will travel the globe at tremendous speeds. Knowledge shall increase. That's a prophecy that there will be an explosion of knowledge in the last days. Sir Isaac Newton reportedly predicted from this verse that one day men would travel at the breakneck speed of 50 miles per hour. It caused the famous atheist Voltaire to ridicule both Newton and the Bible because no one could see how that was possible. That would be breaking the nose barrier or something, I don't know. The Hebrew word for increase implies not an addition of knowledge merely, but a multiplication or a knowledge that is increasing, we would say exponentially. Of the many things that I could tell you, here's a couple of them. According to published reports, 90% of all the scientists who have ever lived are alive today. 50% of the world's inventions have been created in just the last 10 years. This last day's explosion of knowledge has produced various technologies that could fulfill what many believe to be the most ominous prophecy of the last days, and that is the mark of the beast. This mark, as you know, involves some sort of personal identifier on or in your hand or forehead without which you will not be able to conduct any daily business. Now, in previous updates, we've told you about implanted microchips that are already in use, as well as radio frequency identification tags, and even an invisible conductive tattoo ink that they've developed. The latest technological wonder along these lines has been developed by Xerox. An October 26th article on Digital Beat was titled, "Xerox Develops Silver Ink for Wearable Throwaway Electronics." Let me read you some excerpts from that article. Xerox researchers have invented a kind of ink that can conduct electricity and be used to put electronic circuits on plastics, film, and textiles. That means in the coming years, we'll be able to wear or bend our electronics. You could even print out your electronic gadget on plastic sheets as if you were printing a document. The Xerox team created what they call a silver bullet. It is a silver ink that melts at 140 degrees Celsius. Normally, metals melt at 1,000 degrees or so, but plastic melts at 150 degrees, so an ink laid on top of plastic can't melt at a higher temperature or it will melt the plastic, said Paul Smith, lab manager at Xerox Research in Toronto, Canada. This opens up a whole new world for electronics, said Angela Boyd, an analyst. With printable electronics, the future of electronics will include plastics and fabric. The Xerox technology opens up opportunities for low-cost applications in traditional electronics and for new applications. The plastic circuits could be used to weave a computer into your clothing or make intelligent boxes for pills that could tell you whether they've been tampered with during shipping. Beyond the applications we've mentioned, Xerox says the printed plastic circuits could be used in low-cost radio frequency identification tags. And so, obviously, they're moving in the direction, whether it's microchips or RFID tags or tattoo ink or now this new technique, they're moving in the direction of wearable electronics that could be used for any of a number of things. So, you know, in the future, you could wear your PC or your Mac. Your PC would always be malfunctioning. Your arm would be going... your Mac would work fine. But anyway, I mean, it's pretty fantastic. I mean, we say, oh, ho-hum, you know, science, you know, and stuff. I mean, you'd be able, instead of syncing your iPod, those of you who have an iPod or an iPhone, you just print it out that morning from iTunes and put it in your pocket on a little card the size of a credit card, and that would have all of your personal electronics and your computer and all of that. This is fantastic. I would say knowledge is increasing. I'd say we could overnight implement a new economic and social system based on personal identifiers. That's just part of why I say we are living in the last days just prior to the return of Jesus Christ. Now, before he comes, however, he has promised to resurrect the dead of the church age and to rapture off of the earth living believers like you and I. This first return is presented in the Bible as imminent. It could happen at any moment, and nothing need be fulfilled before it could occur. And so when we're looking at all of these last days fulfillments of prophecy, we're not thinking that anything needs to be fulfilled before the Lord could return for us, but how much more excited we get about that return, seeing that we are most definitely living in the times that the Bible predicted. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.